Amber, John Heder. A lot of you are probably going, that name rings a bell, but I don't know why. He was Napoleon Dynamite, and he was also in the Will Ferrell movie Blades of Glory.
Yes.
Since then, I believe he runs an arts and crafts online store. I made that up. He does nothing. Just
I would have
nothing.
Believed that.
I don't think he's done anything since Blades of Glory, which, don't get me wrong, was funny.
Very funny. Napoleon Dynamite was, like, iconic for its time.
Just one of those cult movies that cost $1.50 to make and went on to make a butt-ton of money.
A butt-ton?
Yes, that's
the... Is that the new metric measurement?
That is the radio-friendly way to say a lot. John Heder is apparently a pretty good guy as well.
I'm sure he is.
Don't get me wrong, he's got all the time in the world. Apparently there's... I'll stop making fun of the poor guy now. He can't get work. 12-year-old Mary Elizabeth Paris. She has got leukemia and she's waiting on a bone marrow transplant.
Well, all of that sucks.
All of that does suck. For some reason, this 12-year-old is a massive fan of Napoleon Dynamite.
Which is odd because Napoleon Dynamite would be well before a 12-year-old's time.
I was just trying to figure out if she would have been born. She would have been born.
She would have been born because I remember Napoleon Dynamite. I was probably like 12 or something.
Yeah, I was working in a video shop when that came out and it went great guns. So she's a big fan. She's always talking about it to the nurses. I'm assuming they think she's kind of weird because she's a Napoleon Dynamite fan in 2014. But he has done something real cool. The nurses hit him up on Twitter, I believe, and told the story. And he's made a little video for her. We've got some audio
okay.
for it.
Hey, how's it going, Mary Elizabeth? I heard that you're a pretty big fan of mine. And that's pretty cool, I guess. So I heard your nurses decorated your room and made it all gold. That's like pretty much the best color of all time. All my nurses ever did for me were try to give me a root beer flavored lollipop after shoving a needle in my neck meat. Oh, it killed. I'll see you around. Hope you do well.
Oh. He's got the big extravagant exhale going
on. Oh, that is fantastic. Gosh.
In my neck, mate.
Right in the neck, mate. I'll tweet the whole video. Check it out. It's really sweet of this guy to do it. Getting into character of someone. It must be hard for someone like him who is just iconic with one character.
I reckon it would be easy to be him. Iconic with one character.
Yeah, but you'd get sick of it. More people would know him as Napoleon Dynamite than John Heder. He'd be called Napoleon in the street a lot. So for him to actually get into character as this one iconic character is really sweet, especially for a 12-year-old leukemia patient. So I'll tweet that. Follow us on Twitter at 99.5 Star FM.